Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, April 27th, 2015. And with me today, I have Kelly Goumont. How are you, Kelly?
I'm well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. And also John Martellaro. I hope you're doing well, too.
I am doing well, even though it's a gloomy, soggy morning in Denver.
Well, some days in Denver and Boulder, where I am right now, it's hard to tell if you're in Colorado or Seattle. And that's okay, because come tomorrow, it'll probably be very obvious we're in Colorado.
I think what you guys got was Portland weather, because it's going to be 81 degrees here today.
Okay, so we live in bizarro world now.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor this week. And our sponsor is Casper Mattresses, and I totally love when they're our sponsor. Yeah, so that's really cool. Before we jump into topics, though, we just need to give everyone a fair reminder. If you haven't been keeping up on news, over the weekend there was a massive earthquake in Nepal, and over 3,000 people have been killed, over 6,000 more have been injured, and they're expecting the numbers for both to go up as they work through the country and get into the more remote areas. So the iTunes store has a page now where you can make donations to the Red Cross for support for relief efforts in Nepal. And this is really cool. Apple does this whenever there's big disasters like this. So thank you, Apple, for doing that. And it works just like the other times Apple has done this. $5, $10, $25, $50, all the way up to $200 donations that you can make. It just comes right off of your iTunes charges, but all the money is going to go to Red Cross. So the 30% Apple typically keeps, not going to happen. All of it goes to Red Cross. So if you're feeling like a donation is the appropriate thing for you to do to help with the Nepal earthquake relief efforts, head on over to the iTunes store and you can make that happen.
I'm going to do this right after the show's over.
Awesome. Awesome.
And okay. It's super convenient, and we all know the Red Cross is legit, so
right.
That's all the kind of good stuff. That's one of the first things they always say here whenever there's you know, a disaster in which relief is needed. We hear a lot about this stuff pretty early on in Portland because Mercy Corps is based here, and they're another one that's a reasonably legitimate organization you can give money to. And I know with Mercy Corps, and if you do this through iTunes, you can earmark automatically where that money is supposed to go. So I know the one on iTunes is going straight to Nepal relief. But if you are donating to other places, make sure that you point out that that's what you want it to go for.
Yep.
And it's tax deductible.
That too.
Bonus. All right. So regular topics for today. The first thing I wanted to take a look at is, okay, so I ended up writing a piece over the weekend because I saw people complaining on Twitter about the fact that they had these great fitness apps on their Apple Watch, but they couldn't track heart rate. And they weren't happy about that, and they wanted to know what was up with that. So I explained it, and I figured we could take a look at that on the show today. So the deal is, fitness apps on Apple Watch don't have access to heart rate information because that's all encrypted as part of HealthKit. And HealthKit data is encrypted when your phone is locked. Therefore, it's off limits. So there's no way right now for third-party apps to exchange information back and forth with that HealthKit encrypted information. So there, for now, they just can't do heart rate tracking.
I kind of like this.
But HealthKit is doing this.
But HealthKit can do this. Right.
So you can, it's not like that information is lost, which seems to be the impression some people were under was, I bought this thing with a heart rate monitor in it and I'm not getting any heart rate information. That's not necessarily true. You just may not be getting it in the app of your choice or the app of your choice that's running on your watch. So if you bust out the health app and you flip through those panels, you should be able to see your heart rate information there. It's just that that information isn't coming back out again into other apps. Now, Jeff, my question is, in theory, could someone have an iPhone app that would display this data the way Fitport, I think is the one you guys were talking about, will display your step data from day to day out of HealthKit?
The answer is, well, okay, so on the iPhone, yes. On the Apple Watch, no.
Okay.
And there are companies, including, I just forgot the name of the company that makes Fitport. I'm not even going to try and guess at the name.
Flask.
There we go, Flask.
Okay.
Okay. So Flask right now, for them to make a version of Fitport for the Apple Watch doesn't make sense because they can't give you access to all of the information that you would otherwise see. So,
right.
Yeah. So it makes the app essentially useless. Mm-hmm. And there are other companies that are in the same boat. Why should they bother making an app that isn't going to allow them to show the information that they really want to give to their users? Mm-hmm. Now, other apps, they can still get information. They just can't give you the full range of information that you were really hoping for. The Nike Plus app, the running app, is a great example. On Apple Watch, it can still track your steps, how far you run, you know, the basic pedometer running things that you would want to track. But it can't give you heart rate.
Okay. So,
yes. You know, I just have this vision of somebody at the whiteboard, you know, where they got together and said, this is how we're going to structure the security of the system. And they probably have some arrows and diagrams, and they say, this is what we're going to allow, and this is not what we're going to allow. And then they pass that over to the developers who design the SDKs and the kit for the developers to use. And I'm thinking, you know, I've kind of seen this stuff before. We've seen it with the sandboxing. Apple has this well thought out schema, and they think about, you know, what data could be misused, compromised, and they say, well, we're going to do this, but we're not going to do that. And I like to see that decision making. It makes me feel good.
Well, I'm glad that Apple really thinks through these things. Although I do find it frustrating that information that would be really useful for us during our fitness routines isn't available.
Yeah, well, maybe there's some idea that how it could be misused in the future, and so Apple just going to nip it in the bud.
Well, actually, I'm wondering if this plays into future plans that Apple has that involve needing to have Food and Drug Administration approval.
That too.
And if that's the case, then locking down something like heart rate right now for third-party apps may be a key thing in making sure that whatever they do want to do with the heart rate or with the heart sensor in the future is something they can do. So they won't have to take away features at some point.
I bet you're right.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. But anyhow, I just wanted everyone to know about that and to understand why, even though it is frustrating, but at least now you know why. Yeah. Hey, did I mention we have a sponsor this week?
Yes.
Do tell.
Yes. Our sponsor this week is Casper. They make mattresses. And I get kind of excited I get excited about all of our sponsors. Casper does have a special place in my heart because they have actually helped me some with a serious issue that I deal with, which is insomnia. And the mattresses that they make have actually made a noticeable difference in my ability to sleep better. And what I did when they first were going to be a sponsor, I thought, okay, let's put them to the test. And so I started doing very detailed logs of my sleep patterns, mm-hmm. which I already had a bunch of detailed logs, so that was great. But then compared those to my sleep patterns after I started using a Casper mattress. And what I found is that my sleep patterns improved noticeably. And if you're someone like me, where sleep is not simply something you do, but is a magical luxury that you get to dip your toe in upon occasion, anything you do that improves your sleep is a wonderful thing. And so I've been so happy that my sleep has improved some because of my Casper mattress. So here I am waxing poetic about Casper mattresses. You should know a little bit more about them. Although the fact that they help me sleep, it should be good enough for everyone, right? So the deal is they've designed these foam mattresses that it's multiple layers of foam so that you get the support that you need without feeling like you've been sucked into a cocoon. And they don't retain heat so that you get too hot when you're sleeping on the beds. They have the right amount of give and the right amount of support so that they're great for sleeping or whatever else it is that you decide that you're going to do in the luxury of your own bed. And they just work great. They're incredibly well designed, and I'm so happy that I'm using a Casper mattress, and I would love for everyone else to get to use one too. Cause, I mean, the bottom line is, I would love for all of you to come and sleep in my bed so you could try it out, but that's just not practical because people would ask questions. So instead, you're going to have to get your own. So what you need to do is go to the Casper website, and that's casper.com/TDO. And when you do that, you're going to get a $50 discount off your mattress purchase. And the prices that they charge are so much lower than their competitors because they don't have to deal with the overhead of having showrooms. So, like in my case, I have the queen size mattress, and that is an $850 bed from Casper. If I was buying it somewhere else, it would be over $1,000. But for you guys, it's $800 because you can use the TDO discount code. And if it turns out that you're not as enamored with the bed as I am, which I'd be really surprised, then they have a return window where they'll take it back, no questions asked, and that's it. You won't have to pay for any of that. Your money gets fully refunded. You're not going to pay for shipping to get the bed in the first place. This is a win-win scenario. And by win-win, I mean you win, but I said win twice because it's a really big win. Anyhow, go to casper.com/TDO and get $50 off your mattress purchase. They're absolutely wonderful beds, and I'm glad that they're sponsoring us this week. And yeah, so thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor. Okay, so now, as long as we're sitting here talking about Apple Watch and the what can't be done sort of things, there's another thing that came up over the weekend about Apple Watch, and that is, what about third-party bands as accessories for the Apple Watch? And what we found is that the regular bands, like a band that would match the way Apple's own bands work, those will be okay. But once you get into bands that add other features, there's going to be problems, and they may not work. So the example that Dave Hamilton included in an article he wrote was the battery charging bands. Those aren't going to work. And they're not going to allow your Apple Watch to function properly. That's the way to say it, because they may charge your Apple Watch, but you will lose access to. You will lose reliable access to some features. And that's because the watch itself is going to be pulled up and away from your wrist some. And Apple Watch is designed so the sensors are very close to your skin. Anything you do that moves the watch from its expected location on your body will change how it performs and can mess things up. So in the case of a battery charging band, it's going to lift the watch up because the charging surface is on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And that has the potential to screw up how the heart rate sensors work. Mm-hmm. And they're very sensitive. Dave tried sliding some paper between the watch band, the watch in his wrist. Mm-hmm. And he found that it immediately impacted the sensitivity of the heart rate sensors. When you look at the
back of the watch, Jeff, it has all those awesome optical sensors. You wouldn't dream of interfering with those. They're there for a reason.
But of course people would dream of interfering with those, not in a nefarious way, but to enhance the watch in other ways.
Inadvertently.
Yeah. So inadvertently they mess with the ability of the sensors to do their job. And so this is because something we need to keep in mind.
That rules out wearing it as a Star Trek comm badge also.
If you plan on using any of the heart rate features. And I would assume because of where it's positioned on your body that step tracking and distance tracking and flights of stairs climbed, that information would be wrong as well. But you could still wear it as a comm badge if you wanted.
Sure.
Yeah, it's you would just have to use it that way with the understanding that many of the other features that you may be expecting to work aren't going to.
Now, we were talking before the show about this project to build an interface where you can take a regular band strap that has the pins and attach that to a little widget, and then the widget clips onto the Apple Watch. And then presumably you could use the band of your choice, assuming that the size still works.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably work because that would keep your watch right in place where it's supposed to be in contact with your wrist.
Yeah.
Yes, unless you're using a native style band.
Right.
And for those of you that don't know, and don't feel bad because I didn't know until I had to start learning so much more about watches. A NATO band, it's like a strap that goes up and over traditional watch pins, then under the back of the watch. So it's sort of like a belt in that sense.
A lot of sport style straps are like that. It's like a bit of nylon, like corduroy nylon. And you sort of slide it behind the watch. Just to bring it back to make sure everybody remembers this is a tech show, Captain Jack Harkness's Vortex Manipulator is a similar style of thing that you wear on your arm.
Kelly, you're the best ever. Yeah.
Anytime we can talk about Captain Jack Harkness is a happy time for Kelly. Let's just put that out there.
All right. Well.
He's awesome.
I'll keep that in mind.
So... Yeah, so the thing that I think a lot of people maybe didn't realize with the battery bands and that sort of thing is that it's going to end up being a trade-off because all of those things are meant, when you charge, you don't get access to any of the optical sensors because for the most part it is presumed you will not be charging it while it's on your arm. So you don't need access to the heart rate stuff. You don't need access to the other sensors that press against your skin that help track that information. So inadvertently, I think that's where the battery band stuff is coming from. I've seen a couple of bumper case style things for around the edges of the face and that sort of thing. The thing I haven't seen yet for the Apple Watch, I've seen a bunch of charging stands, I guess.
Oh, the high-rise?
For lack of a better word. Well, there's a high-rise. I think it's Griffin has one. Mm-hmm. Grove Design here in town, they've got one that's awesome. They're all, like, great stuff. But the one thing I haven't seen yet is... the modern day equivalent of the Swatch Guard. Remember those?
Oh,
it was like
wow.
The little jelly bracelet that you put across the screen of your watch.
That it, you know it's going to come.
I hope so. As an 80s baby, I really hope so.
Yeah, it'll be on the way.
It needs to be. And the reason I'm sort of hoping for that is because now that we've got them in boxes, I still haven't heard anything about... And I know this sounds weird. How many pieces the band actually ships with?
Oh, we have that sorted out now.
Okay. So is it two full bands?
No, it's one and a half.
Okay.
So
people who want to trade, it's going to end up looking like a Swatch.
Right. And there's
kind of
nothing
excited.
Wrong with that.
No, I'm hoping for it. I want it to be a thing.
Yeah, I will be watching for it. And now that watches have started showing up at people's doors... Mm-hmm. I can really pay attention. So when I'm out and about walking around, say like on Pearl Street Mall or something, watch for me. And if you see me and you have an Apple Watch where you've mix and match band colors, let me know so I can take a picture.
Because I want this to, I want it to be a thing. Maybe that's my Kickstarter. I need to go kickstart Swatch Guards for the Apple Watch.
I think you should hop to it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So thanks both of you for joining me today. Kelly, John, it's always great to have you on the show.
Indeed.
Yes.
My pleasure.
And pay a visit to the iTunes store first so that you can make a donation to help with relief work in Nepal following the earthquakes. And then second, so that you can leave a review for the show, because getting your feedback is always awesome. And when you leave reviews, it makes it easier for other people to find the show and join in with us too. And thank you, Casper, for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, casper.com/TDO. You can use that discount code, TDO, and get yourself $50 off a mattress delivered to your door for free. And you can start sleeping better right away, which I think is totally awesome. And we will see everyone again tomorrow.